Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Hope everyone had a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. Just a housekeeping reminder, markets close at 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's when the office will be closing up shop for the day, and we'll be back again on Monday. In terms of performance for Wednesday's action, mostly positive day. Crude oil developed markets there with EFA and the NASDAQ composite rounding out the top three. Towards the downside, U.S. dollar only name we typically look at in negative territory, as well as fixed income there towards the bottom part of our performance. Now, in terms of notable chart action this morning, the big thing was the bullish percent for the S&P 500, BPSPX, which measures the percentage of S&P 500 stocks on buy signals. Reminder, this is an intermediate term indicator, one of our kind of flagship indicators. We reversed back up into X's here, so now just under half of the S&P sits on a buy signal. That's kind of in layman's terms there. This is, of course, going to be a good thing. We would love to see us kind of storm back up in, as we move into December to those 2025 highs, up around three-fourths of those S&P 500 stocks on buy signals. So this is definitely something to watch out for. Of course, the converse is we're going to want to avoid moving lower and having some big washout events. So reversals are certainly a good thing here. Next, in terms of other technical action here, developed markets mentioned them as one of the biggest winners on Wednesday. EFA returning back up to a column of X's, trading on a string of three buy signals on its default chart here, and reclaiming the middle of the trading band around 94 bucks. Now, that gives us some support at 92. So I think if we were probably trying to build on a level here as we move into the end of 2025, that would be a likely pullback spot. That's also around some old resistance there for the fund. Strong 4.41 fund score. Internationals continue to flex their muscles towards the top of the rankings here. So again, strong reversal here for EFA. Next, some other just general updates. The average S&P 500 stock, SPX, EWI, moving a couple boxes higher. Nothing notable here, but we do sit on the formation of a double top. So further upside action would see us meet those all-time highs. And again, return to a buy signal for the first time since September. So this is something to watch, especially as we continue to talk about breadth and the hopes for it to improve as we move into December. Next, the Russell 2000 moved back to a buy signal on its default chart. Small caps have really just gone through fits and spurs in 2025 and really the last couple of years. So nice to see these guys participating. We're going to be looking towards to attack those all-time highs around 2540 with support offered just above the bullish support line around 2320. Again, if we were going to look to try to find some more localized support, maybe the middle of the trading band, that's going to be our 50-day moving average around 2440. Next, couple different stock comments. Palantir, PLTR. Palantir returning to a buy signal on its default chart. I like this here because we got a near test to that trend line down below around 146. I think I could act or use this as confirmation that things are still relatively strong for this 4 for 5 or so. Again, know it moves around a little bit. We've got plenty of resistance baked in above, but a trip to the middle of the trading band and subsequently all-time highs around 204 wouldn't be out of the question. Constellation Energy, CEG, is another 4 for 5. We're up around 60% this year. Like this trend hold as we see it move down to that bullish support line. So again, trying to look for actionable ideas for y'all. You get a kind of move higher, a confirmation of that strength around 340, and then would look towards resistance at 376, and then further at 400. We'll wrap up with Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform, help you make best use of your subscription. Talk about the favored sectors. Now, we don't typically use favored sectors, so we're going to skip over favored sectors. But if you just navigationally how you get there, people always ask, Miles, how do I know what sector everything is in? You've got a bunch of different sectors. Where does everything roll up to? We'll use the favored sectors to get to what we call the economic sector tree. So if you hit on economic sector tree there and hit on change view, what's going to happen is it's going to load for a moment. You'll get yourself a cup of coffee while it loads. And then once it does, essentially, it'll allow you to look and say, okay, what sector is everything in from a kind of broad sector level perspective, all the way down to a bunch of mini sectors that we have as well. So here it is. You can see We have basic materials and then kind of sectors, subsectors, all the way down to mini sectors. So this is useful, hopefully, just to get you all some, context of where a lot of things are. Now here again, we don't necessarily use the favored sectors as much anymore in kind of long analysis. But point is that this is how we get to this this cool looking page. Anyways, that'll do it for us here. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday.